Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Yevamos Daf Gimel. We left off on the bottom of Daf Beis Amud Beis, and the Gemara is going to today's shiur is sponsored by. Did you send me something? Okay, I have that. It is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children. It's also sponsored by Seymour Gertz in memory of his mother, Margalis, pastor of Shilam Shalom, whose yard site is today. We thank both sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So today we're going to discuss, the first thing we're going to talk about is the discussion we already started, that if everything is derived from Achos Isha, why isn't Achos Isha the first of the 15 Arayos that are mentioned in the Mishnah? And the Gemara is going to give three suggestions. One suggestion we already said yesterday is that Chumri Nakat, but then we rejected that. So we're going to have two more suggestions in today's daf. Then the Gemara is going to start picking on the Lashon of the Mishnah, that it says, Chamesh Esrei Nashim, Potros Sarosein with Sarosein. It's not just that they're Potros Sarosein with Sarosein, it's Osros. They're Oster to do Yibum or Chalitza. Not just that it's not necessary to do Yibum or Chalitza, so why doesn't it say Osros? Why does it say Potros? And not only that, it says they're Potros from what? From Mina Chalitza u Mina Yibum. Yibum is the mitzvah. It should have said Mina Yibum u Mina Chalitza. Why does it say Mina Chalitza u Mina Yibum? Then the Gemara is going to discuss why it is that the Mishnah had to start off by telling me Chamesh Esrei Nashim, that there are 15 women. I can count. Just tell me what they are and I'll count them. The fact that it tells me how many there are is an indication that we're trying to be Mima'it, someone else that you might have thought would be included in the category of the 15 women, but for some reason is not included in the category. And not only that, at the end of the Mishnah, it says that Eluhain, that these are the women that are Potros Sarosein and Vesaros Sarosein. Hare Elu Potros Sarosein and Vesaros Sarosein. That was on the second line of Daf Beis on the Beis. What is that coming to be, Mimayit? What does that add when it says Hare Elu? So the Gemara is going to have four possibilities of additional relationships that are excluded from the halacha in the Mishnah. Then the Gemara is going to discuss how we learn the Isra of the Yevamos Erva from Achos Ishto, that Achos Ishto is the source of all of these other arayos. And the Gemara is going to tell us, had it not been for the drasha from Achos Ishto, I would have thought that you would do Yibum even on an Erva because of Asei Docha Lo Saseh, even though it's a Lo Saseh Sheish Bokares. So that's going to lead us into the Sugya, which is really going to be tomorrow's Sugya of Asei Docha Lo Saseh. This is the place in Shas for that Sugya of Asei Docha Lo Saseh. But we're probably not going to get to that today. So let's begin. Again, we left off on Daf Beis Amud Beis yesterday, and we were up to Ella, in the second to last line. And again, we're discussing why is it that the Mishnah says Bito first, Ella Bito, kiven da'asya midrasha chavivalei. Now, the reason why we mention Bito as the first of the 15 arayos in the Mishnah is since it's derived from a drasha. The pasuk never says anything about Bito. We only know that from a drasha, so the Tana has more of an affinity to that halacha because we always appreciate that which we're able to derive through the Torah Sheval Peh more than that which is explicit in the Psukim. The Psukim are there for all of mankind to be able to look at and to be able to see. Only Klal Yisrael is Torah Sheval Peh. And not only that, Torah Sheval Peh requires some human effort in order to obtain Torah Sheval Peh. It's not just something that's given to us. And anytime it requires human effort, anytime it requires our own work to be able to derive the halacha, that's always going to be more chaviv to the Tana. So that's why the Tana mentions Bito, because it comes from a drasha as opposed to the other arayos that are mefurish in the Torah. Says the Gemara, well, wait a second, that's not true. Kulunami midrasha asu. All of the arayos and the tzorosein that are mentioned in our Mishnah are also not beferish in the Torah that they pater you from yibum. Yeah, maybe that they're beferish in the Torah that they are arayos, but it's not beferish in the Torah that they exempt someone from yibum. They're all derived from midrasha. The makar of the ptur erva is from aleha and litzrar. We're going to see soon where that comes from in the Torah. That's only by achos isha. The source for the idea of the ptur of an erva from yibum and chalitza is only by one of these relationships, by achos isha. And from there we learn all the other arayos that they pater, that they are pater, and they pater the tzaros min hayibum, because all the other arayos are hukash to achos isha. So the kasha returns. Why does the Mishnah mention Bito before Chamoso, for instance? The whole source for the Onesh of Bito is from Chamoso. And don't tell me because the Makar of the Isra of Bito Mishnah is from a drasha, and therefore it's more chaviv, and that's why the Mishnah says it first, because it's not true. The makar of all the arayos is from a drasha, from the hekesh that we just spoke about. Chamoso is also from a drasha. So why not mention chamoso before bito? So in order to answer that question, a little bit of background. In the Torah, it doesn't say anywhere that not only does it not tell you that bito is pater from Yibum and will pater her tzara from Yibum, leaving out Yibum entirely. How do I know you're not allowed to marry your daughter? Where do I know that there's such an Isser? The Torah never says an Isser of Bito. The Torah says, however, the din of Bito Minisuaso is included in the Isser of Bas Ishto, which is Mefurish B'Torah, meaning if it's your daughter through a normal marriage, so your daughter is also your wife's daughter. Your wife's daughter, that's Mefurish in the Torah. That it says explicitly in the Torah. It says, Ervas Isha Ubita Lo Segale, Esbas binav, esbas bita, losikak legalo servasa. Not only your wife's daughter, your wife's granddaughter, whether it's her son's daughter, whether it's her daughter's daughter, she'erehena zimehi. What if it's bito, but not from your wife? It's bito me'anusaso. What if a man was ma'anes a woman, and they produced a daughter? How do I know that that girl is going to be asur to him? She's not bas ishto. She's not his wife's daughter. He was never married to this girl's mother. So that we derive from a drasha. It's only learned from a drasha. However, the isra of bas bino, the isra of bas bito, the isra of your granddaughter, that's mefurish in the Torah. Torah says, ervas bas pincha, o bas pitcha, lo sigale ervasan kier voschahena. So that isra includes bas bino, bas bito, meanusasa or meishto. Any granddaughter is included, explicit in the Torah. So it's so strange that the relationship of a daughter is not one of the ones listed in the Torah as one of the arayos. So says Mar Nihidil Inyan Yibum Asin Midrasha Iker Isirayu Badik Sivbu. When it comes to the other 14 that we have in the Mishnah, you're right, it doesn't say anywhere explicit in the Torah that they're pater from Yibum and that they pater the tsaros from Yibum, but at least it tells you in the Torah that they're Aser, at least it tells you that they are arayos in the Torah. What makes Bito unique, and the reason why we start with Bito, Bito ikur isura midrasha. The very fact that Bito is asura, leaving out Yibum, leaving out any of this, any of the halachas of our Masechta. Just the very fact that she's asura, that itself is from midrasha. So that's why the Mishnah says ervas Bito before the other arayos, because it's really entirely from midrasha. What's the drasha? Da amarava amarli Rav Yitzchak bar Avdimi, because Rava says that Rav Yitzchak bar Avdimi had told him that asya heina heina. We learn Bito from Me'anusasa with the Gzereshava of Heina Heina, that it says by Ervas Bas Ishto Ubas Bino Ubas Bita, use the word Heina. It says She'era Heina Zimehi, and by Bas Bincha and Bas Bitcha it says Kirvascha Heina. So we darshan that just like when it comes to your wife's relatives, the din of the daughter is like the din of the granddaughter, so too when it comes to your own relatives, your daughter is going to have the same din as your granddaughter, and granddaughter is Mefurish Bekra. Granddaughter is Mefurish in the Pasuk, and therefore I learned from there that the daughter is also included in the Issei. Now the Gemara had said that who taught us this? It's Rava who said that Amrli Rav Yitzchak bar Avdimi. Tosus points out in Dibra Maskel Dama Rava, Yesh Magi in Rav, that some say it's not Rava over here, but rather it's Rav, because Mishum Rav Yitzchak bar Avdimi, Haya Rabo Shal Rav, because it would make more sense. Rav Yitzchak bar Avdimi was Rav's Rebbe, so it would make more sense that Rav would be the one quoting Rav Yitzchak bar Avdimi, and he knows this from a Gemara in Maseches Chulin. And not only that, he goes on to say, Velohaya Rava Biyamav, he says a few lines later. Rava wasn't alive in the times of Rav Yitzchak bar Avdimi. To be Yom Shemes Rav Yehuda Nolan Rav, and he goes through the history, how I know that Rava was not alive in those times. So maybe it's Rav over here rather than Rava, but then he points out, based on the Sugi Maseches Sanhedrin, it seems that this is in fact Rava's Shita in Shas, and therefore it does seem to be that maybe Rava was reporting what he had heard from earlier generations, and in fact might be Rava. Now, the Isser, the Onesh of Sreifa, by one's daughter and granddaughter, is derived from a Gzera Shava, that it says Heina Heina from Bas Ishto, that by Bas Ishto, by one's wife's daughter, there's a din of Sreifa. The Makar of din of Sreifa is said really by a mother-in-law. Pasuk says V'isha Sheyikach Es Isha Ve'es Ima Zimehi Be'ish Yisrofu Oso Ve'asen Ve'lo Siya Zima B'so Chachem, that the Torah says that when when a person sleeps with his mother-in-law, there's a chiyuv shreifa. But Asya Zima Zima, we learn Gzeirah Shavah Zima Zima from a mother-in-law. It says Zima by the mother-in-law, and it says by one's wife's daughter, She'erahena Zimahi. So we learn that just like a mother-in-law is b'shreifa, so too a wife's daughter, a stepdaughter, is also b'shreifa. And then once we learn that about a wife's daughter, we learn about Basishto al Bitomein, we learn about Bitomein Usaso as well. We learn about one's own daughter from his Anusa, and Baspina and Baspita from the Gzereshav of Hena Hena. So all, they're all connected from Zima Zima, Hena Hena, so they're all connected to each other. But again, the bottom line is, the reason we started with Bito, according to what the Gemara is saying right now, is because the very din of Bito, the very din that there's an Isra of Bito, is only from a drasha. All the others are Mefurish Bekra. Well, Hasha Damakom, Lusadasim Drasha Chavivale, but if that's really the Mahalich we're taking, that whatever is derived from a drasha is more chaviftas, and therefore we want to learn it first, and that's why we mention Bito before we mention all the other arayos. Well, what should come last? Listening lachos isha lebesov. What should come very last is the one that's most mefurish in the pasuk. What do I mean most mefurish in the pasuk? That not only is the iser of the arayos mefurish in the pasuk, but the fact that there's no yibum on them and the fact that they pater the tzara is also mefurish in the pasuk. So the basis of all 15 arayos being pater from yibum and being pater tzara seyan is based on achos isha. That's mefurish. It says aleha and litzrar and the of other arayos is based from on the fact that hukshu kol arayos to this one, to achos isha. So since the rest of them are more from a drasha than achos isha should have been last. So why isn't achos isha last? So says Gemara, you're right. We should have had all the other arayos listed before achos isha, because this is the one that's most mefurish in the Torah. It's not learned from a drasha. Why does achos isha come before so many of the other arayos that we list? Because once with the Mishnah is already speaking about Achos Imo and Achoso Mei Imo, all other sister related arayos, so it says Achos Ishto, which fits in that category of sister related arayos. It's an arayos that comes mikoach achva, that comes from a sense of brother and sisterhood, and therefore only after it mentions all of those does it go on to the other. So says Umar, I don't like that answer, because then listening lahaybava lebesof, just take that whole category of sister arayos and put them all at the end, so that achos isha can come all the way at the end. Because after all, achos isha is the basis for everything; it's the one that's mefurish b'kra, so it should have been last. So says Gemara, you're right. Let's scratch this whole line of reasoning. Again, we started off by saying, why is it that that Bito is the first of the arayos in the Mishnah? So we said first possibility is chumri nafet. We're starting with the most severe and working our way down. The Gemara reject that. It doesn't check out. It doesn't work with the rest of the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, okay, maybe we're starting with that which is most from a drasha, least mefurish in the pasuk. So that explains Bito at the beginning, but it doesn't explain why a chosisha is not all the way at the end. So that doesn't work. So says Gemara, third possibility. El Tana, kurve nachat. The Tana is arranging the arayos in the Mishnah based on how close a relative they are to the Yavam. There's no closer relative than one's daughter. That's the closest relative. So Tana, Bito, and then Bas Bito, and Bas Bino, says his daughter, and then his granddaughters, the Krove Atzmo, because those are Yotzei Chalotzov. Those are people that emerge from him himself. That's the closest relative you can have. And after that it mentions the Krovos Ishto, those who are not blood relatives to him but to his wife, even though they're not blood relatives to him but they're related to his wife. And since on his side we already went through three generations down, so on her side we also go down three generations. That it includes Bas Ishto, Bas Pita, Bas Bina, and once we're on his wife's side going down in generations, we then go on his wife's side going up in generations. So this is the logical progression of the Mishnah. And after those arayos, the arayos on his family, the arayos on her family, in both directions up and down, v'tana achoso v'achos imo de krovei atzmo, goes back to tell us his sister and his mother's sister, who are his relatives, and therefore they come before the other arayos in the Mishnah, like his daughter-in-law, who's not a she'er basar of the Yavam at all, is not really a blood relative of the Yavam at all, is only asur tim machmas ishus, because she was married to his son. Va'aydi da'iri bi'isr achla. And once we're going to talk about his mother's sister and his sister from his mother, Sotana achos ishto, it talks about his wife's sister, even though she's also only asur to him because of his marriage to his wife and not because of a blood relative, but she's asur on account of achva that she has. She has achva with his wife. So it's somewhat similar to achoso and achosimo in that sense, which also comes on account of achva, on account of brother and sisterhood. So the Gemara explains, and therefore, bedinu deliktma lekalosa mekame eshes achoshoy balamo. And the truth is, we really should have had a daughter-in-law before we mentioned, we should have mentioned the daughter-in-law before we mentioned Eishas Achav Shelo Hayabalamo, a brother's wife when you never met the brother, when the brother was born after the older brother had died, and also before Eishas Achav Meimo. Delo Mishum Korva Hu Da Asira, because those three arayos are not Mishum Korva. Their Isser has nothing to do with the relationship to the Yavam, because all of them are not relatives of the Yavam. They're only Asr because of the Ishus that they have with the Yavam's brother, with the Yavam's son. So since Mitzad the Korva, they're all the same, the Mishnah should have mentioned them Lefi Seder Chumrasan, and to first mentioned his daughter-in-law, who is more Chamor, because it's Misasa Beskila, before it mentions Eishas Achiv Me'im and Eishas Achiv Shalohaya Ba'alamo, which are only Isurei Karis. Meaning, since from a Korva perspective, this category are all the same, so then it should have reverted back to Chumri Chumri. It should have reverted back to mentioning that which is most Chumra first and gone to Skila, followed by Karis. Ella, but the Mishnah says Eishas Achiv Me'imo and Eishas Achiv Shalohaya Ba'alamo before it says Kalaso, before it says the daughter-in-law, because Aydi Da'iri Be'isur Achva, since we're talking about Achoso Me'imo and Achosimo and Achos Ishto, which are all Isur Achva, which all relate to brotherhood and sisterhood, so Tana Eishas Achav Shalei Ba'alamo. So that's why he mentions his brother's wife that he never met, and Eishas Achav Meimo as well, that they're also Asur because of Achva of the Yavam with his brother, and because of that he becomes Asur to the wife. V'hadu Tana Kalaso, and then it talks about Kalaso, which has nothing to do with Achva at all, is only Mishum Ishus Pino, it's only because of his son's relationship, not his own relationship. Period. So that's the final answer. Why is it that we have the order of the 15 relatives in the order that we have them? It's not based on Chumri Chumri Nakat. It's not based on that which is Asya Midrasha Chavivalei coming first. It's based on Kurve Kurve Nakat. It's based on that which is the closest relative coming first, followed by the less close relatives. Now, the Mishnah went on to say that there are 15 women that are Potros Tzorosayim and Tzorosayim. So the Gemara starts picking on the Lashon. Ma'ir Yedetana Potros. Listen, the Osros. They're not only pater the Tzorosayim from Yibum, they aser the Tzorosayim in Yibum. The Tzorosayim aren't allowed to do Yibum. So Itana Osros Havamina Asur Liyabim Avol Michlatz Cholza. If it only would have said Asur, I would have said, yeah, they're not allowed to do Yibum, but they can still do Chalitza. The Chalitza is okay. So Kamashulan, that's why the Tana tells us, no, there's no Zika. There's no connection whatsoever. Normally, when a brother dies without children, it creates an automatic connection, an automatic bond between the brother's wife and the surviving brother. That bond has to be addressed either through Yibum or through Chalitza. There's no bond at all. There's nothing. So that's why it doesn't say Osros. Osros would have implied that you could do Chalitza. So says the Gemara, okay, but listen, Asura Lichlotz. So then why doesn't it just say Asura Lichlotz there won't be any room to make a mistake that you're chayiv in chalitza? Just say it's usher to do chalitza. So says Mara, well, my kavod, is it really usher to do chalitza? I mean, a woman could take off a guy's shoe if she wants. I mean, it may lack any meaning. It may not be something that's addressing any existing problem, but it's hard to say asura lichlotz, and it's usher for the woman to remove the fellow's shoe and to spit in his vicinity. There's no iser bedavar, so it's a strange, it wouldn't be a lashon that we could have used. So Allah, the Gemara says, why can't chalitza be usher to the isha that doesn't have any zika at all? Imata Omer Cholet says, misyavemes. Maybe there is an isser, because if you tell her that she could do chalitza, people will come to be matir doing yibum as well, and it's going to be shalom b'makom mitzvah. So maybe in a chinami, it makes sense to say asura lichlotz, and therefore we're back to our kasha. Why doesn't the Mishnah say that all of these arayos are osros es tzorosehen, bein liyibum, bein lechalitza. Why does it use the lashon of potros esoros sehen? It should say that it's osros esoros sehen, both for yibum and chalitza. It asers the tzara for yibum because there's no zika, you're not allowed to do yibum shlobim makom mitzvah, and chalitza is also going to be asur lest you come to do yibum on these same women. Says the Gemara, kiv the makom mitzvah hu da asira tzara, since the isra of tzara's erva is only the makom yibum, so the shlobim makom mitzvah sharia, normally when your brother's not involved, a tzara's erva is totally mutter to you. Meaning, let's say you have, take the erva of daughter. Let's say your daughter is married to a guy, and who's not a relative of yours, who's not a previous relative of yours, he's not your brother, he's not anything, just a guy. And that guy is also married to another woman. So that other woman does not become asura to you, right? If that other woman divorces your son-in-law, divorces, or the son-in-law dies, that other woman is not, there's no isra of tzara outside of the context of yibum. The isra of tzara is only within the context of yibum. So kibud the makom mitzvah d'asira tzara, since tzara is only a problem in a yibum context, but the shalom makom mitzvah sharia outside of the yibum context, there's no isra of tzara mishum hachitana potros. That's why it says potros, it doesn't say osros. Because if the Mishnah would have said that an erva asers the tzara, it would have implied that the erva causes this new isra called tzara. That a tzara's erva is a new arayos that exists. But it's not true. I would have thought, based on that, that a tzara's erva, even shalom makom yibum is asur based on the kal v'chomer. That if b'makom mitzvah the Torah asers the tzara, kol shkein, that tzara's erva should be asur shalom b'makom mitzvah. So that's why the Mishnah has to tell me that an erva patters the tzara. From that lashon, it's implied that the erva is not mechadesh any new iser on the tzara. It only patters the tzara from the zika of yibum and the iser of eshesach. Therefore, memela returns by the fact that there's no mitzvah of yibum in place. And from that, we learn that only b'makom yibum is there such a thing called an iser tzara. But shalom b'makom yibum, where there's no iser of eshesach, there's no iser of tzara either. So I asked the Gemara, umay iritani menachlitzim in yibum. Okay, so you solved the issue of potros. That word in the Mishnah is now solved. I'm just going through the Mishnah. What the Gemara is doing is going through the Mishnah carefully, word by word. So we already went through Bito. Why does it say Bito first? And but now we're saying we're going through. We're going back. Well, now we're saying why is it potros? Why is it does it use the word potros? So we address that. So and then we're saying and why does it say that? What does it potter you from? Mina chalitza umina yibum. So umayir detanya mina chalitza umina yibum. There's a better way to say it. Listen, mina yibum luchudei. Just say it potters you from yibum. And once there's no yibum, I know that you're potter from chalitza also. No yibum means there's no zika. So I know that you're going to be potter from chalitza as well. So it says Mara, well, itana mina yibum. If it only would have said mina yibum, hava amina michlatz chalitza. I would think to do the chalitza, not to be mafkia, the mitzvah of yibum, yibum elo miyama. It's just that you're not allowed to do yibum because it's a gzeres hakasov that potters the tzara from yibum. But I would have thought that it doesn't remove the zika. It just says, normally there are two ways to address the zika. You could either address it by yibum or you could address it by chalitza. On these women, you could only address it by chalitza and not through yibum. So kamash milan, that's why the Tana of our Mishnah has to tell me that she's potter even from chalitza, because it says by chalitza, the Torah says, v'hayim lo yach batzish l'kachas es yivimto, v'os yivimto ashar al eskenim ba'amra me'en yivami l'hakim l'achiv shem b'Yisrael lo ova yabmi. So we darshan kolo olu yibum olu l'chalitza. The Chacham Darshan that anyone who's eligible for Yibum is eligible for Chalitza, but Kol She'ena Olu Yibum, anyone who's ineligible for Yibum, Eina Olu Chalitza, is also ineligible for Chalitza. There is no requirement for Chalitza, there is no Zika at all, and she's Mutaras Peshuk without any Chalitza. So says Gemara, okay, but still there's a better way you could have said it. Why does it say that it patters Mina Chalitza Mina Yibum, Belisni Mina Yibum Mina Chalitza? Should have flipped the order. Isn't Yibum the primary mitzvah, so yibum should have been mentioned before chalitza. Inami mina chalitza luchdo, or just say that you don't need chalitza, and memela I'll know that it's potter from yibum, because the whole reason she's potter from chalitza is because there's no zika. If there's no zika, kol she'ein ol yibum ein ol chalitza. If there's no zika, there's not going to be yibum either. So why does it have to say mina chalitza umina yibum? So says the Gemara, you're right. Our Mishnah is assuming like a particular shita in our Masechta that Abba Shaul he. Dabar mitzvahs chalitza kodemus mitzvahs yibum. Our Mishnah is trying to express to us the great chiddush of Abba Shaul. What's the great chiddush of Abba Shaul? That chalitza is the more preferable mitzvah to do over yibum. And the standard understanding is from the reading of the Chumash is that Yibum is the real mitzvah. If the man refuses and he doesn't want to do Yibum, Me'in Yibum means, then you could do Chalitza. There's another way. Abba Shaul says, no, Chalitza is the preferred way. Because anyone, and the reason for Abba Shaul, he knows how to read Chumash also. Why does Abba Shaul say Chalitza is the preferred way? Because he assumes that anytime someone is Kones as Yivemto, Shalol L'Shem Mitzvah, anyone marries his Yivama, but he's not doing it L'Shem Mitzvah, he's doing it because of she's beautiful, or L'Shem Ishus, L'Shem Dover Acher, she's rich, whatever, he has the brother was rich, he wants that Yerusha, whatever it is, that he's his ulterior motives, so then it's Ki'ilu Pogea Be'erva. See, normally, your brother's wife is an Erva. Elamai B'Makom Mitzvah, she's not an Erva. But that only works if you're having Kavanah L'Shem Shemayim, says Abba Shaul. If your Kavanah is not 100% L'Shem Shemayim, it reverts back to being an Erva. The Torah only is Matir, Eishas Ach, when you're Mechabin L'Shem Mitzvah Yibum, and therefore we prefer Chalitza to Yibum because it's potential Isra Arayos. And that's what the Mishnah is trying to tell us. That's why the Mishnah says Chalitza by the Tzara before it says the Din of Yibum, to let us know this Din of Abba Shaul, that Chalitza is the preferred method, that we prefer Chalitza to the Yibum. There is a Machlokas Rishonim, whether this is a Din Ta'Oraisa or a Din Ta'Rabbanan. From the Ramban, it seems that if he's not Mechavin the Mitzvah, he's in violation of the Yisra of Erva Minat Torah, and therefore he's not Mechavin the Mitzvah. It doesn't even work. The Yibum doesn't even work. If he's so it's a really a high stakes game that he's to do Yibum, because you have to be darn sure that it's absolutely L'Shem Shemayim, because if it's not, then the Yibum's not going to work. It's Mamish going to be Erva Minat Torah. The Ritva, the Nemuka Yosef say that no, Abba Shaul doesn't ask for Yibum without Kavanas Mitzvah on a Doraisa level. He means Midir Abanan. Chazanish says the basis of the Isser is because the Ikr Kavanas HaTorah by allowing Yibum is for the sake of Kiyum HaMitzvah. And when you're Mechabin the Shem Dover Acher, it's as if you're being Pogim and Mekalkel, the Kavanas HaTorah. So we say, Mutav, not to do it at all, rather to do Chalitza. It's unusual, because when it comes to other mitzvahs in the Torah, we don't say this. We don't say, you know what, if your Kavanah, when you take Lulav, on Sukkot is that you want to show the world that you have the nicest lulav in the world and that you have the nicest esrog and you're misfire and you're prideful and whatever. So that's not l'shem mitzvah, not l'shem shemayim. So you know, I better just don't take the lulav. We never say that. No, that lo and yasuk adam torah mitzvah be shalol l'shma shemitok shalol l'shma bal l'shma. But what emerges from here is that that's normally true, but there are certain types of shalol l'shma where you're better off not doing it. There's halacha mufreshes. Tosfos Bali Tosfos already point this out when it comes to Talmud Torah, right? The only asking of Torah mitzvahs off be shalol l'shma shemitok shalol l'shma bal l'shma. You're learning Torah because you want to be able to make a siman shas and get all the kavod that comes with everyone saying, "Ooh, you finished shas," or whatever your kavana is in learning Torah. That's great. That's fine. Do that. Just keep learning. Yet the Gemara tells us elsewhere that if one learns Torah shalol l'shma, it's a sama mavis for a person to learn Torah shalol l'shma. Well, which is it? So the Balei Tosfos point out that if you're doing it lekanter, if you're learning Torah so that you could you can mock the Divrei Chazal, you can make TikTok videos mocking Divrei Chazal or something like that. So that's a Shalol L'Shma, that's the worst kind of Shalol L'Shma, where a person asks a Shaila, should I learn or am I better off not learning? The answer is Pashut, you're better off not learning, much, much better not to learn. That's a Sam Hamavas, that kind of learning. So here also you have such a thing by Yibum, that if a person is, this kind of Shalol L'Shma is a damaging Shalol L'Shma. So since it's that there is such a thing as a damaging Shalol L'Shma. So since it's a damaging Shalol L'Shma, better off to do Chalitza. That's the sheet of Abba Shaul. So now the Gemara moves on to the phrase Chamesh Esrei. Why does it say 15? Minyana Dereshe L'Mutemai. Why does the Mishnah start off with the number? I can count. Let me just count on. I will use my fingers and my toes and I'll get to the number 15. Why do I need to be told how many there are? Minyana Dereshe L'Mutemai. Why does it have to tell me a minyan in the Seifa? That's talking about in the Bezam and Bez at the very top where it said, Hare Elu Potro Soroseyan. I already know Hare Elu. You already told me at the beginning that these are Potro Soroseyan. So the Gemara says, the Gemara is going to have four possibilities of what it's teaching me. Number one, Lemute Derav. Maybe one of these numbers are mentioned by the Mishnah to be mema'et the din of Rav. Rav holds on Daf Yud Aleph. We'll see in a little over a week, that a tsaras sota is like a tsaras erva and is asr b'yibum, meaning that the halacha is that any eshes ish that's mezana tachas baila with another man, any eshes ish that goes and sleeps with another man becomes asr to her husband. So Rav holds just like she becomes asr to her husband, so too, if after she's mezana, the husband dies without any children, and now there's a yibum situation, she's also patur from yibum and chalitza. But Rav goes a step further. Not only is the sota who cheated on her husband patur from yibum and chalitza, she paters all the other wives from yibum and chalitza. But that one's not mentioned in our Mishnah. Maybe the reason it's not mentioned in our Mishnah is because we're trying to say not that way. And that's why the Mishnah says chamesh esrei l'me'ute derav, to tell me not like Rav, that there's no patur of a tsaras sota or Udravasi. Maybe it's telling me not to hold like the Shita of Ravasi, which is going to come up on Daf Yud Beis, that Ravasi holds that a tsaras islandess is also to do yibum, meaning we have a halacha that an islandess is part from yibum and a chalitza. That it says in the Torah. Pasuk says vayibuchar asher teled. So we darshan asher teled prat la islandess, that the only one who's eligible for yibum and chalitza is someone who's potentially teled, someone who can give birth. But an islandess cannot give birth. So since the Torah paters an islandess from the din of Yibum, she's not included in the heter of the Torah of Eishas Ach, that she's your brother's wife, you're not allowed to marry her. And therefore, she's usher to the Yavim like any other Eishas Ach, Shlobim Makam Mitzvah, like any of the other Arayos in the Torah. So says Rav Asi, her halacha should be like every other Arayos in the Torah, that she paters her tsaros from Chalitza and Yibum. So the Gemara is saying that maybe that's what the Mishnah is telling me, Lumute Islandis, to tell me that no, Tsaras Islandis does not have that same status. Tsaras Islandis will not be butter from Yibum v'chalitza. So the Gemara says, okay, it makes sense to tell me that the numbers in our Mishnah are lema'it Rav and lema'it Ravasi, to tell me dafka we don't hold like Rav and we don't hold like Ravasi. But guess what? Rav and Ravasi had to learn Mishnayos also. So Rav and Ravasi lemutemai. If you actually do hold like Rav because you are Rav, or if you do hold like Ravasi because you are Ravasi, how do you read the Mishnah? What's the Mishnah coming to be ma'it? So isfir l'dadadi chad lemutei tzaras mema'ena. So if they hold of each other, meaning that they can't just pin it and say, oh, Rav can't just say, the Mishnah's coming to be my Ravasi's Shita, and Ravasi can't just say, oh, it's coming to be my Rav's Shita, so they actually hold of each other. So Chadalamut Tzars Mem'anes, it must be that we're assuming like the Shita of Shmuel on Daf Yud Beis, that to exclude Tzars Mem'anes. What does that mean? Shimon marries two women, right? He marries Sarah, who's Yosoma Katana, who's a young girl who doesn't have a father, where the whole marriage is only midrabanan, and he also marries Rivka, a regular woman. And then Shimon dies without any children, so both of them are nofel to Reuven for Yibum. So the din is that Sarah is pater from Yibum and Chalitza by doing Miyun on Reuven. Just like she could leave her marriage with her husband through Miyun without a get, so too she could be Mimayin Biyavam. So if she does the Miyun, Rivka, her Tzara, becomes Asur to Reuven to do Yibum because of a Gzeira that you might be Matir, a Tzara of an Erva Katana that was Mimayenes on the Yavam himself. Nevertheless, since Me'ikra Din, she's really chayavas in Yibum, so she's not potter without chalitza, and she has to do chalitza. So that's why it mentions the number in the Mishnah that dafka these 15 arayos are potter that tzara seir min a chalitza. But ma'enes does not asur the tzara from chalitza, only from Yibum. Doesn't potter from chalitza, only asurs from doing Yibum. The chada and the other number that mentions in the Mishnah, lemutei tzaras machzer grushaso, to tell me that to exclude the tzara of a machzer grushaso. The Torah tells us that if a man divorces his wife and then she goes and marries somebody else and that marriage doesn't work out, so they get divorced, so the husband dies, he's not allowed to be machzir the grusha, he's not allowed to remarry her. And if he does, and he dies without any children, she and the tsaros are asur b'yibum, but they're chayavos and chalitza. So that's what it's coming to tell me, that when it comes to a tsaros machzir grushaso, that there's no yibum on a tsaros machzir grushaso, however, you will need a chalitza, as opposed to all the cases in our Mishnah where you don't even need a chalitza. And if Rav and Ravasi don't hold of each other's shitos, so then each one will say to be memayit the other one's case. And the other minion that's mentioned in the Mishnah will either be memayit tzaris memenas or tzaris maksu gushasav. The Rav and Ravasi listeninu. So says Gemara, wait a second. According to Rav, that a tzaris sota is in fact aser. According to Ravasi, that a tzaris island is in fact usher, why isn't it in the Mishnah? Meaning we said that maybe the Mishnah's number is coming to exclude, to tell us, don't hold like Rav, don't hold like Ravasi. That's because Rav and Ravasi held that the Mishnah's number is incomplete. Why aren't these cases in the Mishnah? It's not just these 15. According to Rav, Tzara Sota should have been included. According to Ravasi, Tzara Silenus should have been included. So the Fisha'ina, but Tzara Tzara. No, Tzara Sota and Tzara Silenus won't be included because that's an Isser that applies to all the brothers equally. Meaning, that's not something. Meaning, when we talk about, let's say, Bito, right? So Ruvain's daughter marries Shimon. It's got nothing to do with Levi and Yehuda. Levi and Yehuda have no Isser on Ruvain's daughter. So you can have a case of Tzara Tzara, because one of them will then marry one of the other brothers, and that will create a tzara situation when that other brother dies. But if the initial isser is equal to everybody, zasser to all of the brothers at the same time, you can never get to the point of tzaras tzara. So that's why it's not mentioned in the Mishnah, because it can never get to the point of tzaras tzara. So minani mili says, how do I know this, just the very basic din in the Mishnah, that an erva and her tzara and her tzaras tzara are all potter from Yivim? So says more, the Tan Rabbanan, we have a brisa, isha lechaz halatzikach l'tzrar that word is extra. Since it says Yivama Yavo Aleha, I would think you could do Yibum no matter who the woman is, even if she's an Arayel, an Erva. So Nemar Kan Aleha, that's why it says by Achos Isha, it says Aleha. Venemar La'alan, and it says by the mitzvah of Yibum, Aleha. Ma La'alan B'makom Mitzvah, just like Yibum is B'makom Mitzvah, Afkan B'makom Mitzvah. So too, in the Parsha of Arayos is only talking about B'makom Mitzvah. The Parsha of Arayos is even talking about B'makom Mitzvah. V'amarachman alusikach. When the Torah says, don't do any of these Arayos, it means even if it's a Yibum situation. So that's the basis for the Limud, that you don't do Yibum on Arayos. V'ein li elahi, I would only know not to do Yibum on the Arayos itself. Tzarasa minayin, how do I know I can't even do Yibum on the Tzara? Tamalomar l'tzrar. The phrase l'tzrar sounds like a Tzara. So that includes the Tzara as well. V'ein li elah Tzarasa, Tzaras Tzarasa, how do I know that that includes not only the tzara but the tzara tzara as well? Tamalomer doesn't just say latzar; it says litzrar with two rashes. Tamalomer litzrar velo litzar. So from the extra rash, I learned not only the tzara but the tzara tzara as well. Say in the elachos isha, I would only know that this is true that you're not allowed to do yibum on your wife's sister. Shara rayos minayin. How do I know that the other 14 I'm also not allowed to do yibum on? So Marta ma achos isha miyuchedes she erva. Just like achos isha is unique in that she is an erva. V'chayav nels dona karis al shid gosa chatas. And if you boil her, b'mezid yichayev karis and b'shogi yichayev chatas. V'asur liyavam. And we learn that she's usher to the yavam. So afkol she erva. So anyone who fits that criteria. Anyone who's an erva on the yavam. V'chayav nels dona karis and yichayev at least karis. V'al shid gosa chatas. And chatas for doing a b'shogi. Asur liyavam is also going to be usher to the yibam. V'ein li alahein. Sarosein minayin. I would only know about the other arayos. How do I know that the other arayos sorrows as well? So Marta, ma achos isha miyuchedes she erva. V'chayav nels dona karis. V'al shid gosa chatas. V'asur liyavam. V'tzaras asura. It all goes back to achos isha. We already learned from achos isha. What qualities does she have? She's an erva. Yuchayiv kares for her. Yuchayiv chatas if you do it b'shogeg. And we know she's asur to the yavam. And we know that she asur to tzaros as well. So afkol, anyone else who fits that category of being shei erva v'chayav nalzon kares v'alshid gasa chatas will also have both of those halachos, that v'asura liyavam, that they become asur to the yavam, and that sarasa asura, that they'll asur the tzara as well. Mikano m'chachamim chamesh asrei nashim potzvah tzara same and achlitzim n'yibum ad sof ha'olam. And that's how we know that there are 15 women that potter all the tzaros. So yachol sha'ani marbet av sheish harayus chamesh. Chamurus Me'elu. I might think to include even if you marry, if even the six arayos that are more chamur than these, meaning the next Mishnah is going to tell us six arayos that are more chamur than the 15 that we mentioned in our Mishnah. Your mother, your father's wife, etc., your Esha Sachiyaviv, all these other arayos, they're more chamur than the arayos in the Mishnah. They're usher on all the brothers also, because just like they're your relatives, they're also relatives of your brothers as well. So Shayu Tsarasei Masuros. So I would think that that they would ask for the Tsaros as well. So Marta, Ma Achos Ishto Miuchedashi Erva. We use Achos Ishto as the model. She's an Erva, Bemezid Yuchayv Karis, Valshigosachatas, the Efshali Nasila Achim, but she's allowed to marry the other brothers, Vasura Liavam. She's only not allowed to marry the Yavam, the Tsarasa Asura, and the Tsara is asked to do Yibum, Sa'af Kolshi Erva, only someone who meets all those criteria, that's an Erva, V'chayav Nalzon Akaris, V'alshigas Achatas, V'ef Shali Nasi La'achim, and would have been mutter to the brothers, V'asura Li'yavam, and is also to the Yavam Tsarasa Asura, Yatsu Sheish Areus Chemurus Me'ila, as opposed to all these relatives that are equally asked to all the other brothers, hold the Ef Shali Nasi La'achim, they couldn't have married any of the brothers, they're all relatives, so Tsarosei and Mutaros, in those cases there's no Isser of Tsara. She'in Tsara Ella Me'ach. Tsara is only someone who is Nofali Yibum from the brother. It's not a new Erva that's Mechadesh called a Tsaras Erva. It's only Paters from a Zikas Yibum. But if there's not going to be a Zikas Yibum to begin with, then there's only then there's no Isra of Tsara. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, we'll pick up with Ashara Shamanu tomorrow. Have a great day.
Thank you.